This is something.
That's fine.
I mean, I can break through walls, I just can't.
That's fine.
Get this.
So, Mr. Incredible, do you have a secret identity?
Every superhero has a secret identity. I don't know a single one who doesn't. Who wants the pressure of being super all the time?
Of course I have a secret identity. Can you see me in this at the supermarket? Come on. I just want to go shopping as Elastigirl, you know what I mean?
Super ladies, they're always trying to tell you their secret identity. Think it'll strengthen the relationship or something like that. I said, girl, I don't want to know about your mild-mannered alter ego or anything like that. I mean, you tell me you are a super, mega, ultra-lightning babe, that's all right with me. I'm good.
No matter how many times you save the world, it always manages to get back in jeopardy again. I mean, sometimes I just want it to stay saved, you know, for a little bit. I feel like the maid. I just cleaned up this mess. Can we keep it clean for 10 minutes?
Yes, you get the best point. Wait, don't get up yet. Not finished.
Sometimes I think I just like the simple life, you know, relax a little and raise a family.
Settle down. Are you kidding? I'm at the top of my game. I'm right up there with the big dogs. Girls, come on. Leave the saving of the world to the men? I don't think so.
For an important bulletin, a deadly high-speed pursuit between police and armed gunmen is underway traveling northbound on San Pablo Avenue.
Yeah, I've got time. Certainly, ma'am, but I suggest you stand clear. There could be trouble.
No, he's quite tame.
Done it again.
Yeah, you're the best.
No, I'm just here to help.
Attention all units. We have a tour bus robbery.
Tour bus robbery? I've still got time. Officers, ma'am, Squeaker.
Cool, ready for takeoff.
What the? Who are you supposed to be?
Well, I'm Incrediboy.
What? No, you're that kid from the fan club. Buddy.
My name is Incrediboy.
Look. I've been nice. I've stood for photos, signed every scrap of paper you pushed at me, but this...
No. You don't have to worry about training me. I know all your moves, your crime-fighting style, favorite catchphrases, everything. I'm your number one fan. Hey, wait.
You know... You can tell a lot about a woman by the contents of her purse, but maybe that's not what you had in mind.
Hey, look.
Elastigirl.
Mr. Incredible.
No, it's all right. I've got him.
Sure you've got him. I just took him out for you.
Sure you took him out. His attention was on me.
A fact I exploited to do my job.
My job, you mean?
A simple thank you will suffice.
Thanks, but I don't need any help.
Whatever happened to ladies first?
Well, whatever happened to equal treatment?
Hey, look, wait. The lady got me first.
Well, we could share, you know.
I work alone.
Well, I think you need to be more flexible.
Are
You doing anything later?
I have a previous engagement.
Now you just stay here. They usually pick up the garbage in an hour.
Oh, incredible!
Hey, Frozo!
Shouldn't you be getting ready?
I still got time.
Well, with counseling, I think he'll come to forgive me. Wait a minute.
These rocket boots.
Go home, buddy.
What?
Now.
Bloody Miss Flipper.
Can we talk?
You always, always say be true to yourself, but you never say which part of yourself to be true to. Well, I finally figured out who I am. I am your ward. Incrediboy!
And now you have officially carried it too far, buddy.
Oh! This is because I don't have powers, isn't it? Well, not every superhero has powers, you know. You can be super without them. I invented these. I can fly. Can you fly?
Fly home, buddy. I work alone.
Oui, et cette nuit est complètement ridicule!
Just give me one chance. So I'll show you. I'll go get the police.
Buddy, oh, go!
It'll only take a second, really.
No, stop! There's a bomb!
Take this one home, and make sure his mom knows what he's been doing.
I can help you! You're making a mistake!
The injured jumper. You sent paramedics?
They've already picked him up.
The blast in that building was caused by Bomb Voyage, who I caught in the act of robbing the vault. Now, we might be able to nab him if we set up a perimeter.
You mean he got away?
Well, yeah. Skippy here made sure of that.
Incredible!
You're not affiliated with me!
Holy smokes, I'm late. Listen, I've got to be somewhere.
What about Bon Voyage?
Any other night, I'd go after him myself, but I've really got to go.
But don't worry, we'll get him, eventually.
Hey, is the night still young?
You're very late.
How do I look? Good?
Oh, the mask. You still got the mask.
Showtime.
Robert Parr, will you have this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
You're late. When you asked me if I was doing anything later, I didn't realize you'd actually forgotten. I thought it was playful banter.
It was playful banter.
Cutting it kind of close, don't you think?
You need to be more flexible.
I love you, but if we're going to make this work, you've got to be more than Mr. Incredible. You know that, don't you?
So long as you both shall live.
I do.
I pronounce this couple husband and wife.
As long as we both shall live, no matter what happens.
Hey, come on. We're superheroes. What could happen?
In a stunning turn of events, a superhero is being sued for saving someone who apparently didn't want to be saved. The plaintiff, Oliver Sansweet, who was foiled in his attempted suicide by Mr. Incredible, has filed suit against the famed superhero in Superior Court.
Mr. Sansweet didn't ask to be saved. Mr. Sansweet didn't want to be saved. And the injury received from Mr. Incredible's actions, so-called, causes him daily pain.
Hey, I saved your life!
You didn't save my life, you ruined my death! That's what this
Listen,
is.
My client
has
no further comment at this time.
5 days later, another suit was filed by the victims of the L-Train accident. Incredible's court losses cost the government millions. And open the floodgates for dozens of superhero lawsuits the world over.
It is time for their secret identity to become their only identity. Time for them to join us or go away.
Under tremendous public pressure and the crushing financial burden of an ever-mounting series of lawsuits, the government quietly initiated the Superhero Relocation Program. The supers would be granted amnesty from responsibility for past actions in exchange for the promise to never again resume hero work. Where are they now? They are living among us, average citizens, average heroes, quietly and anonymously continuing to make the world a better place.
Denied? You're denying my claim? I don't understand. I have full coverage.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Hoganson, but our liability is spelled out in paragraph 17.
I can't pay for this.
Excuse me. Claims, Bob Parr.
I'm calling to celebrate a momentous occasion. We are now officially moved in.
Yeah, well, that's great, honey. And the last 3 years don't count because...
Because I finally unpacked the last box. Now it's official. Ha ha ha. Why do we have so much junk?
Listen, honey, I've got to quiet it.
Say no more. Go save the world one policy at a time, honey. Oh, I got to go pick up the kids from school. See you tonight.
Bye, honey. Excuse me. Where were we?
I'm on fixed income. And if you can't help me, I don't know what I'll do.
All right, listen closely. I'd like to help you, but I can't. I'd like to tell you to take a copy of your policy to Norma Wilcox on... Norma Wilcox, W-I-L-C-O-X, on the third floor, but I can't. I also do not advise you to fill out and file a WS-2475 form with our legal department on the second floor. I would not expect someone to get back to you quickly to resolve the matter. I'd like to help, but there's nothing I can do.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I know you're upset. Pretend to be upset.
You authorized payment on the Walker policy?
Someone broke into their house, Mr. Huff. Their policy clearly covers them against
any litigation.
I don't
want to know about their coverage, Bob. Don't tell me about their coverage. Tell me how you're keeping InsuraCare in the black. Tell me how that's possible with you writing checks to every Harry Hardluck and Sally Sob story that gives you a phone call.
Morning break is over. Morning break is over.
I appreciate you coming down here, Mrs. Parr.
What's this about? Has Dash done something wrong?
He's a disruptive influence, and he openly mocks me in front of the class.
Jesus.
Look, I know it's you. He puts thumbtacks on my stool.
You saw him do this?
Well, not really. No, actually not.
Oh, then how do you know it was him?
I hit a camera. Yeah, and this time I've got him. See? You see? Well, you don't see it? He moves! Right there! Wait, wait! Right there! Right as I'm sitting down! I don't know. I don't know how he does it. But there's no tack on my stool before he moves, and after he moves, there's a tack. Coincidence? I think not!
Bernie...
Don't Bernie me! This little rat is guilty!
You and your son can go now, Mrs. Parr. I'm sorry for the trouble.
You're letting him go again? He's guilty! You can see it on his smug little face! Guilty, I say guilty! Guilty, guilty, no!
Dash, this is the third time this year you've been sent to the office. We need to find a better outlet, a more constructive outlet.
Maybe I could. They'd let me go out for sports.
Honey, you know why we can't do that.
I promise I'll slow up. I'll only be the best by a tiny bit.
Dashiell Robert Parr, you are an incredibly competitive boy and a bit of a show-off. The last thing you need is temptation.
You always say, do your best, but you don't really mean it. Why can't I do the best that I can do?
Right now, honey, the world just wants us to fit in, and to fit in, we just gotta be like everybody else.
But Dad always said our powers are nothing to be ashamed of. Our powers made us special.
Everyone's special, Dash.
Which is another way of saying no one is.
Hey, Roddy, where you headed?
Hi, Tony.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Tony. Can I cheer you,
please? That's funny.
Hey, Tony. You play football.
He looked at me.
Come on, Violet!
You make weird faces, honey.
Do you have to read at the table?
Yeah.
Smaller bites, Dash. Yikes. Bob, could you help the carnivore cut his meat?
Ow.
Dash, you have something you want to tell your father about school?
Well, I dissected a frog.
Dash got sent to the office again.
Good. Good.
No, Bob, that's bad.
What?
Dash got sent to the office again.
What? What for?
Nothing.
He put a tack on the teacher's chair during class.
Nobody saw me. You could barely see it on the tape.
They caught you on tape and you still got away with it? Whoa. You must have been booking. How fast do you think you were going?
We are not encouraging this.
I'm not encouraging. I'm just asking how fast you...
Honey!
Right. First the car, now I got to pay to fix the tape.
The car? What happened to the car?
Here, I'm getting a new plate.
So, how about you, Vi? How was school?
Nothing to report.
You've hardly touched your food.
I'm not hungry for meatloaf.
Well, it is leftover night. We have steak, pasta. What are you hungry for?
Tony Ridinger.
Shut up.
Well, you are.
I said shut up, you little insect.
No, she is.
Do not shout at the table. Honey?
Kids, listen to your mother.
She'd eat if we were having Tony loaf.
Simon J. Palladino, longtime advocate of superhero rights, is missing. Gazer beam.
Bob, it's time to engage!
Do something! Don't just stand there! I need you to intervene!
You want me to intervene? Okay, I'm intervening! I'm intervening!
Let go of your brother!
Hello?
Get the door!
Hey, Lucian!
Hey, Speedo! Hey, Helen!
Hey!
Bye. Jack!
Ice of you to drop by!
Ha! Never heard that one before.
Lucius!
Whoa!
Oh, I like it when it chatters.
I'll be back later.
Hey, where are you two going?
It's Wednesday.
Oh, bowling night. Say hello to honey for me, Lucius.
Well, we'll do. Good night, Helen. Good night, kid.
Don't think you've avoided talking about your trip to the principal's office, young man. Your father and I are still going to discuss it.
I'm not the only kid who's been sent to the office, you know.
Other kids don't have superpowers. Now, it's perfectly normal.
Normal?
To you.
What do you know about normal? What does anyone in this family know about normal?
Now, wait a minute, young lady.
Act normal, Mom. I want to be normal. The only normal one is Jack-Jack, and he's not even toilet trained.
I'm lucky.
Oh, I meant not being normal.
Oh, so now I'm in deep trouble. I mean, one more jolt of this death ray, and I'm an epitaph. Somehow, I managed to find cover, and what does Baron von Ruthless do?
He starts monologuing.
He starts like this prepared speech about how feeble I am compared to him, how inevitable my defeat is, how the world will soon be his, yada, yada, yada.
Yammering.
I mean, the guy has me on a platter, and he won't shut up.
2356. What is that? Robbery?
This is just sad.
Yeah. Robbery. You want to catch a robber?
No.
Tell you the truth, I'd rather go bowling. Look, what if we actually did what our wives think we're doing? Just to shake things up.
He's not alone. The fat guy's still with him. They're just talking.
What are we doing here, Bob?
We're protecting people.
Nobody asked us.
You need an invitation?
I'd like one. Yes. We keep sneaking out to do this, and you remember Gazerby?
Yeah, there was something about him in the paper.
He had trouble adjusting to civilian life, too.
When's the last time you saw him?
I don't see anyone from the old days, Bob. Just you. And we're pushing our luck as it is.
Oh, come on, come on,
I mean,
come
it was
on.
Fun the first time, but if we keep doing this, we're going to get...
A fire. We're close.
Yeah, baby!
Hit card.
Woo-hoo!
I thought you'd be back by 11.
I said I'd be back later.
I assumed you'd be back later. If you came back at all, you'd be back later.
Well, I'm back.
Okay.
Is this rubble?
It was just a little workout.
Just stay loose.
You know how I feel about that, Bob. Darn you, we can't blow cover again.
The building was coming down anyway.
You knocked down a building?
It was on fire, structurally unsound. It was coming down anyway.
Tell me you haven't been listening to the police scanner again.
Look, I performed a public service. You act like that's a bad thing.
It is a bad thing, Bob. Uprooting our family again so you can relive the glory days is a very bad thing.
Reliving the glory days is better than acting like they didn't happen.
Yes, they happened. But this, our family, is what's happening now, Bob. And you are missing this. I can't believe you don't want to go to your own son's graduation.
It's not a graduation. He is moving from the fourth grade to the fifth grade.
It's a ceremony.
It's psychotic. They keep creating new ways to celebrate mediocrity. But if someone is genuinely exceptional,
then not about you, Bob. This is about Dash.
You want to do something for Dash? Then let him actually compete. Let him go out for sport.
I will not be made the enemy here. You know why we can't do that.
Because it'd be great.
This is not about you!
All right, Dash. I know you're listening. Come on out.
Bye. You too, young lady.
Come on. Come on out. It's okay, kids. We're just having a discussion.
Pretty loud discussion.
Yeah, but that's okay. Because what's important is that Mommy and I are always a team. We're always united against the forces of...
Pig-headedness?
I was going to say evil or something.
We're sorry we woke you. Everything's okay. Go back to bed. It's late.
Night, Mom. Night, Dad.
Good night.
In fact, we should all be in bed.
Request claim on claim number 158183. You will be...
Have you got him yet? Then where is he? Where
Mr. Huff would like to talk to you in his office.
Now?
Now.
Sit down, Bob. I'm not happy, Bob. Not happy. Ask me why.
Okay. Why?
Why what? Be specific, Bob.
Why are you unhappy?
Your customers make me unhappy.
What? You've gotten complaints?
Complaints I can handle. What I can't handle is your customers' inexplicable knowledge of InsuraCare's inner workings. They're experts. Experts, Bob! Exploiting every loophole, dodging every obstacle. They're penetrating the bureaucracy.
Did I do something illegal?
No.
Are you saying we shouldn't help our customers?
The law requires that I answer no.
We're supposed to help people.
We're supposed to help our people! Starting with our stockholders, Bob. Who's helping them out, huh? You know, Bob, a company...
is like an enormous clock.
Is like an enormous clock. Yes, precisely. It only works if all the little cogs mesh together. Now, a clock needs to be cleaned, well lubricated, and wound tight. The best clocks have dual movements, cogs that fit, that cooperate by design. I'm being metaphorical, Bob. You know what I mean by cooperative cogs? Look at me when I'm talking to you, Parr!
That man out there, he needs help.
Do not change the subject, Bob. We're discussing your attitude.
He is getting mugged.
Well, let's hope we don't cover him.
I'll be right back.
Stop right now, or you're fired! Close the door. Get over here now. I'm not happy, Bob. Not happy.
He got away.
Good thing, too. You were this close to losing your...
How is is he?
He'll live.
I'm fired, aren't I?
Oh, you think?
What can I say, Rick?
Nothing you haven't said before.
Someone was in trouble.
Someone's always in trouble.
I had to do something.
Yeah. Every time you say those words, it means a month and a half of trouble for me, Bob. It means hundreds of thousands of taxpayers' dollars.
I know.
We gotta pay to keep the company quiet. We gotta pay damages, erase memories, relocate your family. Every time it gets harder. Money, 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 money. We can't keep doing this, Bob. We appreciate what you did in the old days, but those days are over. From now on, you're on your own. Listen, Bob. Maybe I could relocate you, you know, for old time's sake.
No, I can't do that to my family again. Everyone just got settled out. I'll make it work. Thanks.
Take care of yourself.
Now, what are you waiting for?
I don't know. Something amazing, I guess.
Me too, kid. Still?
Match, Mr. Incredible.
Oh.
Room is secure. Commence message.
Hello, Mr. Incredible. Yes, we know who you are. Rest assured, your secret is safe with us. My name is Mirage. We have something in common. According to the government, neither of us exists. Please pay attention as this message is classified and will not be repeated. I represent a top secret division of the government designing and testing experimental technology, and we have need of your unique abilities. Something has happened at our remote testing facility.
Money!
Huh? What?
Dinner's ready!
Okay.
Although it is contained within an isolated area, it threatens to cause incalculable damage to itself and to our facilities, jeopardizing hundreds of millions of dollars worth of equipment and research.
Is someone in there?
It's a TV trying to watch.
Because of its highly sensitive nature.
Well, stop crying. It's time for dinner.
1 minute.
If you accept, your payment will be triple your current annual salary. Call the number on the card. Voice matching will be used to ensure security. The supers aren't gone, Mr. Incredible. You're still here. You can still do great things. Or you can listen to police scanners. Your choice. You have 24 hours to respond. Think about it.
You are one distracted guy.
Am I? I don't mean to be.
I know you miss being a hero, and your job is frustrating, and I just want you to know how much it means to me that you stay at it anyway.
Honey, about the job.
What?
Something's happened.
What?
What? The company is sending me to a conference.
A conference?
Out of town, and I'm just going to be gone for a few days.
They've never sent you to a conference before. This is good, isn't it?
Yes.
You see? They're finally recognizing your talents. You're moving up.
Yes.
Honey. Oh, this is wonderful.
Yes, it is.
Hello?
This is Mr. Incredible. I'm in.
The Omnidroid 9000 is a top-secret prototype battle robot. Its artificial intelligence enables it to solve any problem it's confronted with, and unfortunately...
Let me guess. It got smart enough to wonder why it had to take orders.
We lost control, and now it's loose in the jungle, threatening our facility. We've had to evacuate all personnel from the island for their own safety.
How am I going in?
The Omnidroid's defenses necessitate an airdrop from 5,000 feet. Its cloaking devices make it difficult to track, although we're pretty sure it's on the southern half of the island. Oh, one more thing. Obviously, it represents a significant investment.
You want me to shut it down without completely destroying it?
You are Mr. Incredible. I've got to warn you.
It's a learning robot. Every moment you spend fighting it only increases its knowledge of how to beat you.
Shut it down. Do it quickly. Don't destroy it.
And don't die.
Great. Thanks.
surprising. We must bring him back. Sell me all clear, and invite him to dinner. You look rather dashing.
I take it our host is...
Oh, I'm sorry. He won't be dining with us tonight. He hopes you'll understand.
Of course. I do usually make it a point to know who I'm working for.
He prefers a certain amount of anonymity. Surely you, of all people, understand that.
I was just wondering, of all the places to settle down, why live...
With a volcano, he's attracted to power. So am I. It's a weakness we share.
Seems a bit unstable.
I prefer to think of it as misunderstood.
Aren't we all?
Volcanic soil is among the most fertile on Earth. Everything at the table was grown right here. How does it compare?
Everything's delicious.
Have a great day, honey.
Thanks.
Help customers, climb ladders.
Bring bacon.
All that jazz. Mm.
Do you have an appointment?
I'm an old friend. I just wanted
to... All visitors are required to make
a
ring.
Go check the electric fence or something. What is it? Who are you? What do you want? My God, you've gotten fat. Come in, come.
Yes, things are going quite well, my God, no complaints. But, you know, it is not the same at all.
Weren't you just in the news, some show in Prague?
Milan, darling, Milan. Supermodel. Nothing super about them. Poor stupid little stick figures with poofy lips who think only about themselves. I used to design for God. But perhaps you come with a challenge, eh? I was surprised to get your call.
I just need a pass job.
This is mega mesh outmoded. It's very sturdy, and you've torn right through it. What have you been doing, Robert? Moonlighting hero work?
Must have happened a long time ago.
I see. This is a hobo suit, darling. Oh, you can't be seen in this. I won't allow it. 15 years ago, maybe, but now...
What do you mean? You designed it.
I never look back, darling. It distracts from the now. You need a new suit. That much is certain.
A new suit? Oh, where the heck am I going to get a new
you
suit?
You can't! It's impossible! I'm far too busy, so ask me now before I again become sane.
Wait, you want to make me a suit?
You push too hard, darling. But I accept. It will be bold, dramatic,
yeah.
Heroic.
Yeah, something classic, like Dinah Guy. Oh, he had a great look. Oh, the cape and the boots.
No capes.
Isn't that my decision?
Do you remember Thunderhead? Tall, storm powers. Nice man. Good with kids.
Listen.
November 15th to 58. All was well, another day saved, when his cape snagged on a missile wing.
Thunderhead was not the brightest ball flame.
Stratogale, April 23rd, 57. Cape caught in a jet turbine.
Dude, you can't generalize about this.
Meltaman, express elevator. Diner guy, snag on takeoff. Flashdown, sucked into a vortex. No kicks! Now, go on. Your new suit will be finished before your next assignment.
You know I'm retired from hero work.
As am I, Robert. Yet here we are.
I only need a patch job for sentimental reasons.
Fine. I will also fix the hobo suit.
You're the best of the best,
yes,
E.
Yes, I know, darling. I know.
Hello?
We have a new assignment for you.
How soon can you get here?
I'll leave tomorrow morning.
See you there.
Goodbye.
Who was that, honey? The, office?
Another conference. Short notice, but, you know, duty calls.
Bob?
Yeah, what's up, honey?
Have a great trip.
Thanks, sweetie. I'll call you when I get there.
I love you. So much.
I love you too.
This is your automated captain. Mm. Would you care for more mimosa? Mm.
Don't mind if I do. Thanks.
You're welcome. Current 78 degrees in Nomanasan. Perfect weather for flying. Please fasten your seatbelt. We're beginning our descent.
D-Wing, room A113.
2 o'clock. Got it.
See you there.
Edna. I'd like to speak to Edna, please.
This is Edna.
E? This is Helen.
Helen who?
Helen Parr? You know, Elastigirl.
Darling, oh. It's been such a long time after all these
years. Yes, it's been a while. Listen, there's only one person Bob would trust to patch a super suit, and that's you, E.
Yes. Marvelous, isn't it? Much better than those horrible pajamas he used to wear.
Huh?
Well, I'll finish. We know you're coming to see.
Look, I'm calling
Don't
about...
Don't make me beg, darling. I won't do it, you know.
No, I'm calling about suit. About Bob's suit. I'm calling about Bob's suit.
You come in 1 hour, darling. I insist, okay? Okay, goodbye.
Quite a few supers to get it worthy to fight you, but man, it wasn't good enough! After you trashed the last one, I had to make some major modifications. Sure, it was difficult, but you are worth it. I mean, after all...
I am your biggest fan.
Buddy?
My name is not Buddy! And it's not Incrediboy either! That ship has sailed. All I wanted was to help you. I only wanted to help. And what did you say to me?
Fly home, buddy. I work alone.
It tore me apart. But I learned an important lesson. You can't count on anyone, especially your heroes.
I was wrong to treat you that way. I'm sorry.
See? Now you respect me. Because I'm a threat. That's the way it works. Turns out there are a lot of people, whole countries, who want respect. And they will pay through the nose to get it. How do you think I got rich? I invented weapons, and now I have a weapon that only I can defeat. And when I unleash it, I'll get... You sly dog! You got me monologuing! I can't believe it. It's cool, huh?
0 point energy.
Yeah, I saved the best inventions for myself. Am I good enough now? Who's super now? I'm Syndrome, your nemesis, and it... Brilliant.
Completely confiscated my life, darling. Consumed me as only hero work can. My best work, I must admit. Simple, elegant, yet bold. You will die.
I did Robert Soot, and it turned out so beautiful. I had to continue.
It's great to see you, but I gotta tell you, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, words are useless. Too much of it, darling. Too much. That is why I show you my work. That is why you are here. Edna Mode. And guess. Cream and sugar?
Thanks.
I started with the babies.
started?
Shh, darling, shh. I cut it a little roomy for the free movement. The fabric is comfortable for sensitive skin. And it can also withstand the temperature of over 1,000 degrees. Completely bulletproof. And machine washable, darling. That's a new feature.
What on earth do you think the baby will be doing?
Well, I'm sure I don't know, darling. Lux Savers prepared. I didn't know the baby's powers, so I covered the basics.
Jack-Jack doesn't have any powers.
No? Well, he does look fabulous anyway. Your boy's suits are designed to withstand enormous friction without heating up or wearing out, a useful feature. Your daughter's suits are tricky. But I finally created a sturdy material that will disappear completely as she does. Your sword can stretch as far as you can without injuring yourself and still retain its shape. Virtually indestructible. It breathes like Egyptian cotton. As an extra feature, each suit contains a homing device, giving you the precise global location of the wearer at the touch of a button. Well, darling, what do you think?
What do I think? Bob is retired. I'm retired. Our family is underground. You helped my husband resume secret hero work behind my back?
Well, I assumed you knew, darling. Why would he keep secrets from you?
He wouldn't. Didn't. Doesn't.
Men at Robert's age are often unstable, prone to weakness.
What are you saying?
Do you know where he is?
Of course.
Do you know where he is?
Woo!
Parr.
Oh, hello. This is Helen Parr. Bob Parr is my husband. I was wondering if you could give me the number of the hotel he's staying at. The number that I have is no good.
Mr. Parr no longer works at InsureCare.
What do you mean? He's on a business trip. A company retreat.
My records say his employment was terminated almost 2 months ago.
You don't know where he is. Would you like to find out?
Blonde hair, the lies.
Yes, he attempts to relive the past.
No, I'm losing him. What do I do? What do I do?
What are you talking about?
Hmm?
You are Elastigirl!
My God,
pull yourself together! What will you do? Is this a question? You will show him you remember that he is Mr. Incredible, and you will remind him who you are. Well, you know where he is. Go, confront the problem. Fight. Win! And call me when you get back, darling. I enjoy our visit.
There's lots of leftovers that you can reheat. Make sure Dash does his homework and both of you
get to bed on time. I should be back tonight. Late.
You can be in charge that long, can't you?
Yeah, but why am I in charge again?
Nothing. Just a little trouble with Daddy.
You mean Dad's in trouble or Dad is the trouble?
I mean, either he's in trouble or he's going to be. Snog, thanks for getting back. Listen, I know this is short notice, but I was hoping that I could get you
to... What are these?
Look, I'm the Dash. The Dash. Like...
Just a second.
Yeah.
Take that off before somebody sees you.
But you're packing one just like it. Are you hiding something?
Oh, please, honey. I'm on the
phone.
Yours! Dash!
This is yours. It's specially mine.
What's going on?
You're not coming, and I'm gonna burn!
What makes you think it's special?
I don't know. Why'd Mom try to hide it?
Snug, I'm calling in a solid you owe me.
What do you need?
A jet. What do you got that's fast?
Let me think.
Approach India Golf 909 checking in. VFR on top. Over.
Island Tower. This is India Golf 909 requesting vectors to the initial. Over.
He
Easy, Helen. Easy, easy, girl. You're overreacting. Everything's fine. They're just all getting coffee. At the same time. Yeah.
You, sir, truly are Mr. Incredible. You know, I was right to idolize you. I always knew you were tough, but tricking the probe by hiding under the bones of another super? Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it. And then you had to just go and ruin the ride. I mean, Mr. Incredible calling for help?
Help me, help me.
Lame, 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 lame! All right, who did you contact?
Contact? What are you talking about?
I am referring to last night at 2307 hours while you were snooping around. You sent out a homing signal.
I didn't know about the homing device.
And now a government plane is requesting permission to land here. Who did you contact?
I didn't send for a plane.
Play the transmission. So you do know these people. Oh, well, then, I'll send them a little greeting.
Ow! Violet! It's not my fault! Dash ran away, and I knew I'd get blamed for it, and I thought he tried to sneak on the plane, so I came here, and you put up the door for us to find him, and then you took off. I can't remember his fault! It's all yours, all the time, I did!
Wait a minute. You left Jack alone?
Yes, Mama, I'm completely innocent.
Of course we got to sit here. Do you think I'm totally
irresponsible? Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, who'd you get?
You don't have to worry about one single thing, Mrs. Farr. I've got this babysitting thing wired. I've taken courses in the CPR, and I've got excellent marks and certificates I can produce on demand.
Kari?
I also brought Mozart to play while he sleeps to make him smarter, because leading experts say Mozart make babies smarter.
Kari?
And the beauty part is the babies don't even have to listen, because they're asleep. You know, I wish my parents played Mozart when I slept, because half the time I don't even know what the heck anyone's talking about.
Kari, I really don't feel comfortable with this. I'll pay you for your trouble, but I'd really rather call a service.
Oh, there's really no need, Mrs. Farr. I can totally handle anything this baby can dish out.
Can't I, little baby? Who can handle it?
Who can handle it?
India Golf 909 are transmitting in the blind guard. Disengage, repeat, disengage!
Abort!
tell you what we're not going to do. We're not going to panic. We're not going to... Look out! Now, both of you will get a grip, or so help me, I will ground you for a month. Understand?
We have a confirmed hit. Target was destroyed.
You'll get over it. I seem to recall you prefer to work alone.
Release me! Now!
Or what?
I'll crush her.
Oh, that sounds a little dark for you. Go ahead.
It'll be easy, like breaking a toothpick.
Show me. I knew you couldn't do it. Even when you have nothing to lose, you're weak. And I've outgrown you.
Those were short-range missiles. Land-based. That way is our best bet.
You want to go toward the people that tried to kill us?
If it means land, yes.
Do you expect us to swim there?
I expect you to trust me. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
I think your father is in trouble.
If you haven't noticed, Mom, we're not doing so hot either.
I'm going to look for him. And that means you're in charge until I get back, Violet.
What? You heard her.
Put these on. Your identity is your most valuable possession. Protect it. And if anything goes wrong, use your power.
But you said never...
I know what I said! Remember the bad guys on those shows you used to watch on Saturday mornings? Well, these guys are not like those guys. They won't exercise restraint because you're children. They will kill you if they get the chance. Do not give them that chance.
Mom.
Bye. I'm counting on you.
Something I can
I'm counting on you. Be strong. Dash, if anything goes wrong, I want you to run as fast as you can.
As fast as I can?
As fast as you can. Stay hidden. Keep each other safe. I'll be back by morning.
Mom? Mom, what happened on the plane? I'm sorry. Honest, Deb. I mean, when you asked me to... I'm sorry.
Shh. It isn't your fault. It wasn't fair for me to suddenly ask so much of you. But things are different now. And doubt is a luxury we can't afford anymore, sweetie. You have more power than you realize. Don't think. And don't worry. If the time comes, you'll know what to do. It's in your blood.
He's not weak, you know.
What?
Valuing life is not weakness.
Oh, hey, look, if you're talking about what happened in the containment unit, I had everything under control.
And disregarding it is not strength.
Look, I called his bluff, sweetheart. That's all. I knew he wouldn't have it in him to actually...
Next time you gamble, bet your own life.
What do you think is going on here? You think we're on vacation or something?
Mom and Dad's lives could be in jeopardy. Or worse,
their marriage.
Their marriage?
So the bad guys are trying to wreck Mom and Dad's marriage.
Oh, forget it. You're so immature.
Okay, I'm gonna go look
around. Mom said to stay hidden.
I'm not gonna leave the cave.
What did you do?
Huh? What?
I didn't see anything.
Identification, please.
Hey, Violet, come here. Look,
what?
Look at us. There, that one.
Voice key incorrect.
Voice key.
Voice key incorrect.
Wait a second. There isn't much time.
No, there isn't. In fact, there's no time at all. Why are you here? How can you possibly bring me lower? What more can you take away from me?
Family. They survived the crash. They're here on the island.
They're alive?
You must be Mr.
She was helping me to escape.
No, that's what I was doing.
Let's go of me. Let's go, you lousy, lying, unfaithful creep.
How could I betray the perfect woman?
Oh, you're referring to me now?
Where are the kids?
They might have triggered the alert.
What?
Security's been sent into the jungle. You'd better get going.
Now our kids are in danger?
Hey, if you suspected danger, why'd you bring them?
I didn't bring them. They stowed away, and I don't think you're striking the proper tone here.
You think they're supers?
Yes, remember what Mom said.
Hey, stop talking. Hold it, freeze.
Dad, run. What? Run.
What the? They're supers. Get the boy. Show yourself.
Thank you.
told you I was fired. I admit it. But I didn't want you to worry.
You don't want me to worry? And now we're running for our lives through some godforsaken jungle?
You keep trying to pick a fight, but I'm still just happy you're alive.
I know you're there, little Miss Disappear. You can't hide from me. There you are.
Uniforms? Oh no.
Elastigirl?
You married Elastigirl? And got
busy! It's a whole family of supers! Looks like I've hit the jackpot!
Oh, this is just too good!
The ship's unique design suggests that there were no
fatalities. Huh? Huh? Oh, come on! You gotta admit this is cool!
Just like a movie!
The robot will emerge dramatically, do some damage,
throw some screaming people, and just when all hope is lost, Syndrome will save the day!
I'll be a bigger hero than you ever were!
You mean you killed off real heroes so that you could pretend to be one?
Oh, I'm real. Real enough to defeat you! And I did it without your precious gifts, your oh-so-special powers.
I'll give them heroics. I'll give them the most spectacular heroics anyone's ever seen!
And when I'm old and I've had my fun, I'll sell my invention so that everyone can be superheroes. Everyone can be super. And when everyone's super...
no one will be.
Undervalued all of you.
Dad?
Shh, don't interrupt.
So caught up in the past that I... You are my greatest adventure, and I almost missed it. I swear, I'm going to get us out of this safely.
Well, I think Dad has made some excellent progress today, but I think it's time we wind down now.
We need to get back to the mainland.
I saw an aircraft hangar on my way in. Straight ahead, I think.
Where are all the guards?
Go, go!
Hey, look. Hey, every time they run, you take a shot.
Yeah, okay.
jet's not fast enough.
Well, what's faster than a jet?
Hey, how about a rocket?
Great. I can't fly a rocket.
You don't have to. Use the coordinates from the last launch.
Wait. I bet Syndrome's changed the password by now. How do I get into the computer?
Say please.
When we get there.
How you doing, honey?
Do I have the answer?
Kids, strap yourself down like I told you. Here we go, honey. Ready, Violet? Ready? Now! This is gonna be rough.
In the financial district. Which exit do I take?
Traction Avenue.
That'll take me downtown. I take 7, don't I?
Don't take 7!
Great! We missed it!
You asked me how to get there and I told you. Exit at Traction.
That'll take me downtown.
It's coming up. Get in the right lane. Take
your... We won't exit at Traction!
You're gonna miss it!
Everybody okay back there?
Super duper, Dad!
Do that again.
Wait here and stay hidden. I'm going in.
While what? I watch helplessly from the sidelines? I don't think so.
I'm asking you to wait with the kit.
And I'm telling you, not a chance. You're my husband, I'm with you. For better or worse.
I have to do this alone.
What is this to you? Playtime?
No.
So you can be Mr. Incredible again?
No.
Then what? What is it?
I'm not...
Not what?
I'm not strong enough.
Strong enough? And this will make you stronger?
Yes. No.
That's what this is? Some sort of workout?
I can't lose you again.
I can't. Not again. I'm not strong enough.
If we work together, you won't have to be.
I don't know what will happen.
Hey, we're superheroes. What can happen?
Violet?
Syndrome's remote!
Penetrated it. Itself.
It's getting closer! It doesn't work!
Ted!
No.
I'm not doing anything!
Look, just try to buy it some time.
Try the one next to it!
Old school.
Yeah? No school like the old school.
Just like old times.
Just like old times.
Yeah. Hurt then, too.
We've frozen all of Syndrome's assets. If he even sneezes, we'll be there with a hanky and a pair of handcuffs. The people of this country are indebted to you.
Does this mean we can come out of hiding?
Let the politicians figure that one out. But I've been asked to assure you that we'll take care of everything else. You did good, Bob.
Sorry, this is Carrie. I have a question about Jack-Jack.
Come on, we're in a limo.
Hey, you're wearing your hair back.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I just...
It looks good.
Thanks, Dad.
That was so cool when you threw that car.
Not as cool as you running on water.
Hey, Mom, would you... Hey, Mom, that was sweet. When you
smack
that bad guy with your arm,
and
kind of
whiplashed
him to the other guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to listen
to messages, honey. Mrs. Carter, it's me. Jack is describing weird things are happening. Jack is still fine, but I'm getting really weirded out. When are you coming back?
We hate those guys that tried to kill us. That was the best vacation ever.
I love our family. Bob, listen to this.
I'm gonna call the police and somebody. Hi, this is Kari. Sorry for freaking
Replacement? I didn't call a replacement.
The baby's sleeping. You took away my future.
I'm simply returning the favor. Oh, don't worry, I'll be a good mentor. Supportive, encouraging. Everything you weren't. And in time, who knows? He might make a good sidekick.
He's getting away, Bob! He has to do something! He has to do something now! Something's happening. What's happening? Throw me. Bob, throw me!
No! This isn't the end of it! I will get your son eventually! I'll get your son!
To have cheerleaders at the track meet. I mean, what is that all about?
Well, I always thought it was more about
hey.
The...
Hey, you're Violet, right?
That's me.
See you, bye.
You look different.
I feel different. Is different okay?
Hey, different is different is great. Would you... do you think maybe you and
yeah.
I... You know, do you know?
I like movies. I'll buy the popcorn. Okay.
Movie. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, wait. So, Friday?
Friday.
Declare war on peace and happiness! Soon
Thank you.